Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So let the church,
let the church say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God is good, and I always, you know, begin like this because I just love to praise God and worship him, amen, and, you know, when God allows you to see another day, praise God, it's, you know, we should give it to him first, amen. In other words, we should praise him and lift him up, glory to God, and magnify and edify the name of the Lord, praise God. That's what we came to do today. We came to lift him up, praise the Lord, amen. We're excited about what God is doing, excited about the word of the Lord. Praise God. The word of God will set us free. It will edify us. It will encourage us. It will lift us up. It will build us up. Praise God. And we thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. And we just want to encourage you today in your walk with the Lord. Amen. And so as we share this word today, we do pray that it will be a blessing to you in your walk with God. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about today the characteristics of witchcraft. How this particular spirit will infiltrate or can infiltrate people's lives to attempt to affect others by way of domination, intimidation, manipulation. And we're going to see that if any of these things are working, maybe in your ministry, if someone is being is under the influence of witchcraft, these points will expose that, praise God. Some of us may be, or some of you may be experiencing some things and you don't know why, praise God. Maybe some things coming up against you and you don't understand what's going on. I believe that this word will help you, amen, to identify the tricks, the schemes, the plans of the enemy, and then the Lord will give you how to abort that, and praise God, and cause that to be of none effect, if you will. So we trust and pray that God will bless you today as you listen to the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for just allowing us to be on the air this morning. We ask that you will anoint your word. Touch every listener, Father God, as we go into your word today. We pray that the Holy Spirit will illuminate your word, and we bind every spirit that would try to abort the plan of God in the name of Jesus. We bind and we halt every evil spirit of witchcraft, the warlock spirit, Jezebel spirit, every hindering spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you now for free access according to the Holy Spirit. And Father God, what you have given us, praise God, we thank you for that. We thank you for your word. And we ask God that you would just have your way and touch everyone that's listening now in the name of Jesus. And minister by your spirit and by your power. We thank you and we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I'm going to begin by giving you a definition of witchcraft. Witchcraft is a counterfeit. It's counterfeit spiritual authority. It is using an unholy spirit to dominate, manipulate, or control others. Witchcraft is the unlawful art of imposing one's will over another. A believer who comes under witchcraft can end up in rebellion. And this actually happened to Saul in 1 Samuel 15:23, it says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." This led to his downfall. It led to him being rejected by God, and he ended up literally going to a witch to get information. He really fell way off the bandwagon, if you will. He knew that witches should not even be in the territory, but because of his desperation to hear what he considered to be God, and you know God does not speak for spirit, speak familiar spirit. Praise the Lord, but that's how far off Saul got, because when the Holy Spirit left him, a demon spirit came and tormented him. That's what happens, beloved, when you walk away from God, and then you're an open target for the enemy to come in. That's what happened for him. And it led to his demise, praise God. It was the death of him, praise the Lord. That was the finality, final act, praise God. And so a sad way to go out, praise God. When you look at Saul's life. Okay? So the enemy uses witchcraft to control people and get them to do things contrary to God's will. Now, number one, characteristics of witchcraft we're going to talk about today. Witchcraft works through rebellion against authority and refuses to submit to God's designated authority in the earth. Now, Jesus walked in authority and he also taught in authority. Okay, he was submitted fully to his Father. He did his Father's will. He did not do his own will. He came to show us the Father. He came to show us the kingdom, and he did that. And he was obedient to his Father in all things, even unto death. Praise God. So when the demon manifested in the man in the temple, Jesus did not react to the demon. However, what he did, he proceeded to cast the demon out of the man. In other words, he didn't make a show. He didn't put on a parade. He didn't do any of that. He just simply cast the demon out of the man. Okay? God has given us authority to teach and preach in his name by his authority. Okay? And to declare the works of the Lord. Knowing this gives us assurance that when we pray according to the word of God, and the will of God, demons have to obey. They must obey. The greater one lives on the inside of us, according to 1 John 4:4. It states this, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So this lets us know that Satan's power is limited. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So when we walk in the authority that has been given to us, rebellion and witchcraft cannot have any authority in our lives or in our midst. Now, we have experienced this type of rebellion in people come in and refuse to submit to God's authority. And, beloved, we all need to be under authority. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. You need to be accountable to someone. Praise the Lord. And when you're accountable, it keeps you clear, it keeps you transparent, amen, because we are not islands to ourselves, praise God, so we have to be so careful, amen, that we have the right leadership and that we submit to it, praise God. So witchcraft will work through rebellion, and it will rise up against our leadership or authority, will not submit, okay? Number two, witchcraft not only fosters disobedience to authority in others, but seeks after gifts instead of the giver. Now, we know that God uses us, and there are 9 gifts of the Spirit, and Father God can use us at will, praise the Lord, but we're not to follow after the gifts. We're to follow Jesus. We're to keep our lives submitted to the Lord. When we find that, or if you find that you are, you're following after gifts, that's all you want. You want a word here and a word there, and you're not really seeking the Lord to get closer to him, it could be a danger and an imbalance, okay? So some believers run here and there after one big name or another, and it doesn't even have to be a big name. Praise God. Some people just thirsty for words, and they'll go wherever to get a word. amen, and get in this line and that line and every line, because some people really want to hear certain things. They want their ears tickled, but don't want to submit to what God is saying. It could be a danger, praise God, a very big imbalance, okay? So instead of going directly to God, they're going to people, praise the Lord. Well, I know God uses this one. God, you know, over there. Let me go run over here and see what the word is. No, get with Jesus. Get a real relationship with him, praise God. Get to know who he is. Amen. God knows what we need, beloved. He knows exactly what you need day by day, moment by moment, praise God. The Bible says that his mercy is new every morning. So when we tap into the power of God, tap into him, amen, praise God, he knows exactly how to meet us, praise God. He knows exactly what to do, okay? So the motivation of their heart is an error because they're not seeking the giver, but only the gift. The word of God declares that these signs will follow the believer. In my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And we know that God does speak, amen, when true prophets come in our midst, praise God. And all of that, the flow of the Spirit, amen, will flow freely, praise God. But you don't have to go seeking after it, per se. Amen. We know there are times when we go to a service and we're in anticipation of God sending his word, praise God, and he will do that. But again, beloved, I want to just caution you to be careful that you stay balanced in all that you do. Okay, number three. And that scripture again was found in Mark 16, 17, and 18. Amen. Number three, witchcraft finds fault in pastors, church leaders, and church policies in amen, beloved. We were cut off, praise God. We're going to go right back to number three. And then we bind all interference and hindrance in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over that in Jesus' name. Number three, witchcraft finds fault in pastors, church leaders, and church policies in order to cause some to take up offenses among the brethren. Now listen, the witch's brew, and that's what this is. Amen. It's a witch's brew. Praise God. In the church, you would think, my God, you mean to tell me that we have this type of stuff going on in church every day, all the time, beloved. Praise God. So this witch brew seeks to use the one it has poisoned to spread more poison among the people. I'm going to stop right here because we, you know, we've experienced this when a person would come in, praise God, and had a spirit of witchcraft and control, praise the Lord, and found fault in leadership and will take up offenses, praise God, and cause others to get caught up. So we have to be so careful that we stay clear with God and we stay clear with our leaders, praise God, and we don't get offended, praise the Lord, because when offenses come, it opens the door for bitterness and all kinds of other things, amen, and so we have to really be careful, okay? So when one comes in our midst questioning the leadership, the questioner should be pointed to authority. Amen. In other words, if someone comes to you and they begin to question this and question that, and beloved, what you need to do is direct them to your leader. Direct them to the apostle or the pastor, whoever the leader is, praise God. Don't allow your ear gates to be contaminated because someone else is contaminated. Okay? Matthew 18, 15 through 17 declares that when one is offended, he or she should go to the individual in order to get it straight with that person, and in doing so, healing can take place. There is an order for dealing with issues and problems in the body of Christ. So if we would take heed to obey the word of the Lord, it will keep the anointing flowing in our midst and will keep the enemy from bringing division. Praise God. in the body, and this is what the enemy always wants to do. He wants to bring division, wants to keep us divided. Amen. And doing that, it will keep us from moving forward in the Lord. So whenever others come to you with negative information about your fellow believers, you should exhort them that love covers a multitude of sins, according to 1 Peter 4:8. Give a warning against the sin of sowing discord between the brethren. Beloved, you would stop a whole lot that would go on in the church if we would just take the principles that are in the Word of God and use them effectively. So when one comes to you, amen, and you know it, you can see that it's going to cause division, don't allow yourself to get caught up in that. Be very careful. Praise the Lord. Counseling should be done by leaders. Amen. It should be done by your, if it's your pastor, if it's your an apostle, amen, whoever the leadership is, amen, you should go to that pastor, go to that senior pastor, the apostle of the house, go to the leader, praise God. Don't try to counsel stuff and talk about things that you really are not qualified to do. Be very careful of that, okay? Okay, this will help avoid a harmful snare to the soul. God hates discord, and he imposes penalties on those who practice this type of behavior. So if you become aware that you have practiced witchcraft, you must repent at once. If you've been involved in any type of control, manipulation, or if you've been led astray, repent. Just get your life right with the Lord. Don't allow the enemy, praise God, to wreak havoc. Don't even allow him to wreak havoc over your mind. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. And so there's no condemnation in the Lord. Amen. He doesn't come to condemn you. Amen. He frees us and cleanses us. And once he does that, he whom the Son sets free, you're free indeed. So don't allow the enemy to play on your mind in any kind of way. Praise the Lord. You rebuke the enemy and you cast him out. You tell him to go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. So if you get into harmony with those who spread discord among the brethren, whatever chastisement comes upon them for their rebellion towards authority will come upon you. Okay? Number 4, witchcraft agrees with disenchanted church members instead of defending church authority. Okay? This is a very important one, praise God. So, this witch's brew on a person will not let him or her stand up and defend the man or woman of God. 1 Corinthians 13:7. And I want to read that scripture, praise God. 1 Corinthians 13:7, it says, this is talking about love, God's love. It says it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, when it means bear, it's not talking about bearing negativity. Praise God. You bear your leader up in prayer. Bear him or her up in prayer. Intercession. Praise God. Amen. If you're in a ministry and you know that the Lord is using your leaders and God is moving, you don't want anybody to come in and talk about them. Praise God. You take them to the throne of God and you just don't allow that type of thing to go on in your midst, praise God. So you got to be careful how you listen to those who are disenchanted, that you don't take what they're saying into your spirit. Oftentimes, we may not agree, but saying nothing is sending a message to the one speaking. So when you speak your disagreement to the one doing the talking, it will not go beyond a shadow of a doubt where you stand. In other words, when you're there in that midst with that person, praise the Lord, amen, and you hear them talking and you're not really saying much, or you're in agreement by your silence, in other words, it'll tell where you stand. So you have to set clear boundary lines. When someone comes to you that's disenchanted, amen, take them to God. Let's go to the altar. Let's go to the pastor. Let's pray. If you don't want to share all of this right now with him or her, let's just ask them to pray. Amen. You cut a lot of things through prayer. And believe me, if they don't want to get it right, they're not going to go. Praise God. But if they have a heart to get it right, amen, they'll go up and they'll get prayer. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost will prompt you as well what to say in order to bring defeat to the enemy's plan. We are obligated to take a stand for what we believe. Amen. We're obligated to do that. Praise God. Number five, the witch's brew questions, undermines, and finally judges authority. So a witchcraft spirit will seek to pass judgment on a ministry. Amen. And I've seen this happen, beloved, and it can really destroy, you know, if allowed. But we know, again, the greater one is on the inside. Amen. And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, beloved, you're obeying God, the enemy is not going to be able to abort God's plan. Praise the Lord. He will not be able to do that. Praise the Lord. So it's important that we recognize, amen, that a witchcraft spirit will question authority, again, will undermine and finally judge it, okay? Okay, when someone passes judgment on leadership, let it serve as a red light signaling you to stop. Be determined not to drink from this brew, amen, and it's poison, praise the Lord, but rather give yourself over to prayer and seeking the face of God. Allow God to minister to you and keep a pure heart. And beloved, the enemy will put blinders on you where you can't see the truth when you get out from under leadership or you get off, praise God. Amen. And be careful of cliques. Be careful of little groups. Amen. You're gathering, praise God. And, you know, it may look like it's a good thing. That person may really can pray and all of that. But when they don't want to go to leadership and they get disgruntled and don't want to get things settled or they begin to undermine, you have to be very careful and separate yourself. Praise God. And be careful that you don't get caught up in gossip. You don't get caught up in backbiting and you don't get caught up in these type of things because it will lead you off. Praise God. And then if God wants to use you, he can't because you won't have a pure flow. Praise God. And we got to be pure. We got to be pure in our heart. Praise God. We have to be transparent. Praise the Lord. Now, number six, witchcraft rebels against the parental authority. Okay? So in other words, witchcraft seeks to punish and retaliate. So this brood doesn't like to be put in a place where truth is put on it. Okay, and when you confront these type of spirits with the truth and they don't want to hear the truth, they're going to rebel. They will twist the word. They will make you look like you're wrong. They'll do all of these types of things. But you have to take a firm stand. I'm talking to leaders now. You have to take a firm stand with the word. Amen. And if you're coming up against this, you're seeing this spirit, and you're going to be confronted with it, you have to take authority over it according to the word of God. Amen. And do not allow these type of things to wreak havoc in your ministry. Praise God. You can be an evangelist and have a, you know, several that's traveling with you. But if there's someone on that team that's working witchcraft, that's coming against you as a leader, amen, you as the evangelist, praise God, the ministry is going to be halted and it'll be hindered. So you got to be careful that even those that travel with you, praise God, are with you 100% with God and understand the vision, understand the purpose, understand what God is doing when you're on the mission field, when you're out, because it's about souls. And if you're divided, amen, you're not going to get much accomplished. You won't be effective in the kingdom. So it's very important that those that are traveling with you, praise God, amen, are the ones God wants with you. Amen. Let me just say, excuse me, amen, even when you have intercessors, people praying for you, be sure that they're in the spirit. Make sure that they're who God wants to pray with you and intercede for you, because they have to be men or women of God of integrity and confidentiality, amen, and all of this, and be pliable, willing to be taught properly how to pray, how to intercede, how to stand in the gap. You know, all of these things are very important. And so if you don't have that, just trust God. Just go on and you wait on the Lord. Don't just put people in place just because. And you may have to shift. You may have to change some things. You may have to turn some things around. Amen. Stay open to God. Stay open. Don't allow the work to be hindered and stunted because of people. Praise the Lord. You're serving God, beloved, and God has called you to a great work. So if he's called you, he has a plan, and he will make sure that that plan, amen, gets executed and the will of God gets done. But we have to do our part. We have to always watch and pray. Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So if you have to move a person out where you have them, amen, do it. Do it in love, praise God. But do it because you know the ministry has to go on. Praise the Lord. And walk in the authority that God has given you. Don't be afraid, amen, to take the authority that God has given you, because it's a position and it's a, amen, it's an office, praise God. Amen. God has given because he's entrusted you with it, praise God. All right? So again, the witch's brew doesn't like to be put in a place where truth is put on it. A witch's brew does not like authority to tell it anything. Okay? So remember this, rebellion is always rooted in, witchcraft is always rooted in rebellion. Okay? Exodus 20 and 12 says that we must honor our parents so that our days will be long on the earth. Amen. Now, we've got halfway through this teaching. I'm going to stop right there, praise God. Amen. Father God, I pray that as we've taught this word today, that you would touch and minister, Father God, and we thank you, God, for wisdom. Lord God, that one that needs to know what's going on, that's going through all kinds of things in their ministry. I pray for peace. I pray, God, that you will, God, expose the enemy and expose, Father God, these areas. And, Lord God, give wisdom and give boldness to every leader to take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father God, strengthen your people. Strengthen every apostle, prophet, every evangelist, pastor, and teacher. God, you strengthen today and encourage and keep them lifted up. Keep them edified. Oh, Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your word. Lord, let this word go out and minister to those, God, that are listening. And Father, we thank you for it today. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we want you to tune in on our next broadcast where we will continue, amen, this message entitled The Characteristics of Witchcraft. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that God loves you. He does care about you, and he has your best interests at heart because he's working all things out for you. Because he loves you and he cares. Stay encouraged and keep looking to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith. If you'd like to contact us, praise God, the announcer will tell you more how to do that. Praise God. We trust that your day will be blessed today, that you will stay encouraged, edified, that you will stay lifted up and built up in the word of the Lord. Amen. Knowing that heaven and earth may pass away, but guess what? The word will stand forever. So that lets us know that we need the word of God. Be blessed today, beloved, and know, amen, we love you. We're praying for you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for his anointing and his presence. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Life is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Church, man.